Now, I had a very front row seat to that struggle. My family has been part of that struggle for a very long time. I come from a family that doesn't have a whole lot of money. The addiction that plagued my community also plagued my family and even, sadly, my own mom. There were a lot of problems that I saw in my own family, problems caused sometimes by lack of money, problems caused sometimes by lack of access to resources and social capital that really affected my life. If you had looked at my life when I was 14 years old and said, well, what's going to happen to this kid? You would have concluded that I would have struggled with what academics call upward mobility. So upward mobility is an abstract term, but it strikes as something that's very core at the heart of the American dream. It's the sense, and it measures whether kids like me who grow up in poor communities are going to live a better life, whether they're going to have a chance to live a materially better existence, or whether they're going to stay in the circumstances where they came from. And one of the things we've learned, unfortunately, is that upward mobility isn't as high as we'd like it to be in this country. And interestingly, it's very geographically distributed. So, take Utah, for instance. In Utah, a poor kid is actually doing okay, very likely to live their share and their part in the American dream. But if you think of where I'm from, in the South, in Appalachia, in Southern Ohio, it's very unlikely that kids like that will rise. The American dream in those parts of the country is, in a very real sense, just a dream.